Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In James 5, let's read our text in verse 13. James 5, 13. Let's pray before we begin reading. Father, we give you the thanks for every good thing we enjoy. Thank you for being able to be here as a family this morning. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, our teacher and guide. Thank you for your Word that's life to us. Open our eyes, everyone, to see good things out of your Word today. Quicken us. Answer questions, we pray. Show direction and help. Feed our faith and our spirit. And we purpose not to be hearers only, but doers. We'll act on and live by what you show us. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 13, he said, James 5:13, is any among you afflicted? If you're going through tests and trials and problems, what do? That's different from worrying. Right? But if you're going through some tough times, what do? Go tell everybody you can find and ask 12 people what they think you ought to do. No, do what? Turn in many prayer requests. What? No, it's amazing how a lot of times people, they call prayer lines and they do all this, but they don't pray themselves. Oh, would you pray for me? I don't know at the times I've had people look at me and go, Brother Keith, every time you pray, pray for me. I am not. Why would I do that? Can't you pray? What's wrong with you? I got plenty to pray about. Right? Got a lot. I got, you know, two full-blown ministries going at once here. I got my own things. Now, you know, it's all right for us to pray for one another when it's needed or required. But, you know, just trying to get somebody else to do you praying for you because you're lazy is not okay. Right? What did it say? You're going through a tough time? Do what? Pray. Let him pray. Right? Pray for yourself. What if you get happy and merry? Then don't come say, Brother Keith, I'm merry. Would you sing? No, you're the one merry. You sing. Right? Yeah, but I can't sing. Ain't no such thing as somebody that can't sing. I'm sorry, you hadn't heard me. No, everybody can sing. Not everybody should record. But everybody can sing. The Lord's not listening to hear if you hit all the notes perfect. He's listening to your heart. Is any sick among you? Now the implication is exhausted and without strength. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. If he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So there is a situation where somebody is without strength and hardly at the place where they can help themselves. Thank God other people can pray for you at that point. And that's a wonderful thing and a good thing. He said, verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Healing is always the will of God, isn't it?
Yes.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Or as the Amplified says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Dynamic in its working. Yeah. Then he goes on to give an example. He said, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Can you see prayers all through this passage? Prayer, 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 prayer. Elijah, a man, feelings and things to deal with just like us, flesh. But he prayed earnestly, earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer. He prayed sincerely and properly and effectively, and it changed the heavens. It changed the cycles of the earth. He prayed again, and it changed again. Can us praying effectively and properly change things in the earth? Yes. Affect change in government? Yes. Affect change in the economy? Yes. You know, we ought not just sit and gripe about gas prices, our taxes, our politics. You know, we ought to do something about it. What do you mean? Pray and get in faith. Amen. And if you're in faith, you're not fussing and griping. If you're fussing and griping, you're not in faith. No such thing as being in faith about something and being depressed over it. Thank you for those four amens. It's a fact now. I don't care. Somebody says, well, I made a good confession that morning. Yeah, but it's not just confessing it. You got to believe it. Amen. And if you believe it, it doesn't depress you. Yeah. If you're in faith about your body being healed, even though you're still hurting, even though it's still a bad report, you're excited because you believe things are changing. If you're in faith about your finances, even though you got another notice and you don't know where in the world the money could come from, you're excited. Yeah. Why? Because you believe God's heard your prayer. Yeah. You believe money's on the way. Yeah. You believe this thing is turning around. Yes, sir. Got no reason to believe it from the natural, but you do from the book. Yes, sir. Right. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen means so be it. That's what's happening. Well, we've been teaching on the subject of prayer, like I said, for weeks now. And we talked about what prayer is. Prayer is communion with God. That covers a lot of ground. Communion with God. We talked about what prayer is not. It's not vain repetitions. We talked about what you don't do. You don't pray to statues. You don't pray to pictures. Counting beads is not praying. Spinning wheels is not praying. We don't pray to angels. We don't pray to saints. We don't pray to Mary. We pray to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, we've spent quite a bit of time studying Jesus at prayer, because how many believe he is the best prayer who ever prayed? And we want to follow his example, how he prayed and how he taught us to pray. And numerous things already that we've seen, he taught us to pray in love. While you're praying, forgive. I mean, if you're holding any unforgiveness, it's going to hinder your prayers. He warned husbands and wives in 1 Peter 3, if they didn't treat each other right, their prayers would be hindered. He taught us to pray in faith. He taught us to ask. You got to ask. He taught us, we talked about requiring, which is not prayer proper, but there's a time to pray and then there's a time to say. We talked about persistent praying, right? What did we talk about last time? Huh? Nobody remembers. Well, I'm just going to have to go back and preach that message over again instead of this. No, we talked about why pray. We kind of backed up and summarized. You remember that at all? Why pray? And our bottom line was, if Jesus needed to pray like he did, do we need to pray any less?
No.
No. See, so he's our example. But going on today, we're going to talk about another way that Jesus prayed. Go to Matthew, the 26th chapter. Matthew 26. I tell you, friends, we're on the right track. The Lord is really helping us. I believe we have more prayer going on, proper prayer, last week. I believe people are making adjustments and it's affecting this church. I did quite a bit of praying last night and I'm convinced, the Lord led me to pray this way, I'm convinced that the limitations are coming off and the restrictions are coming off for the Lord to move. This is his place. We're his people. This is his family. Amen. And I'm not going to be satisfied. We're not going to stop. You're not going to stop until the Holy Ghost is completely free in our midst and with us. Amen. He can do what he wants with us, when he wants, the way He wants, and that every time we come together, we do not leave with the Holy Ghost not satisfied or not through.
Amen.
That He always says everything He wants to say, and He does everything He wants to do. Now, I'm not saying we're there, but we're getting there. Amen. A lot of it has to do with us being taught, learning how to yield, learning how to cooperate with Him. But we must be hungry for this. And we must pursue it. And prayer is a part of this. Well, in Matthew, the 26th chapter, we see Jesus at prayer. And a specific kind of prayer. Matthew 26, in verse 36. Listen with your spirit. Let these words get in you. Let the Lord talk to you. Matthew 26, 36. Then comes Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith to the disciples, sit ye here while I go and what?
Pray.
Pray yonder, over there. And He took with Him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said He to them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And He went a little farther and fell on His face and prayed, saying, He did what? He prayed. And this is what He prayed. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as You will. And He come unto the disciples and find them asleep, and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and what?
Pray.
And pray. That you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, Your will be done. And He came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Now here is a prayer where He prayed the same thing more than once, and it wasn't vain repetition, and it wasn't a lack of faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.